الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, brothers, friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the verses in the Quran over a period of 23 years to our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at one point, when the Sahaba migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara and they became comfortable in Medina Munawwara, the socio-economic condition was better than Makkah Mukarrama in Medina Munawwara, and their life became easier. Then their behavior changed slightly. And when this happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them by saying, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, has the time not come for those who have believed that their hearts should be humble and should be submissive, or should submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He has revealed. In other words, has the time not come for these individuals, for the believers, to submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be aware and vigilant in regards to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminded the Sahaba at the time, وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, and don't be like those people who were given the book and given scripture. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ, a long period went by, passed over. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts became hard. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ, and many of them, they were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like is the message from the Quran, that it's specific in nature to a context, or it's contextual in nature to a specific time within the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, varying in a period of over 23 years. The message, however, is general to anyone that will come from the time that the verse was revealed until Yawmul Qiyamah. So this verse is as applicable to us today as it was to the individuals that were there at the time that it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the beauty of the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message, it supersedes time, and it is something which will remain when we are not here. And it was here when we were not here, before we were born. So we look at the Quran, and we should study the Quran in a manner whereby we derive the lessons from the Quran, contemplating on the fact that this Quran is speaking directly to me. This Quran is a message for me. So in essence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Quran, in this verse, is reminding us that has the time not come? And if we think, whether it's on a personal level, the ummah level, global level, local level, national level, a person can truly contemplate that the condition of the ummah is severe. It's a time where the ummah is at a weak point, and we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the help and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only come when we as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam change our ways. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change the condition of a people until they change themselves. So keeping this in mind, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses this question, that has the time not come for those who believe to submit and to be humble in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that one of the first qualities that will be removed will be humbleness and humility. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, that humility will be something which will be removed. And what's the harm of humility being removed? It's evident. A person who has humility within himself will be able to benefit others, and others will benefit from him. He will be able to deal with conflict. He will be able to deal with arguments because he will be humble. He will not think of himself as being something special. And the opposite of humility and humbleness is pride and arrogance. So when a person doesn't have humility, he will have pride and arrogance. Or he will have more pride and arrogance, and he will go towards pride and arrogance, which will lead to a person then not being able to deal with conflict, arguments, disagreements. Why? Because he will think that he is something special. He has pride. Why should I listen to anybody else? Why should I lower myself? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, first and foremost, is reminding us to be humble, to show humility, and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to follow the teachings of the Quran. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. So connecting with the Quran, and connecting with the Quran in terms of listening to the Quran, in terms of recitation of the Quran, in terms of understanding of the Quran, in terms of application of the verses of the Quran. This is what we need to do. Because when a person, and when we as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begin to follow the Quran and the teachings of and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the condition of the Ummah will change. Then our condition will change. Then we will become positive contributors to the condition of the Ummah. And if we think about the context of this verse, or the time that it was revealed at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present, and the Sahaba had just migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was rebuking them, reminding the Sahaba who was spending time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such blessed souls, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala says, istabta'ahum, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuked them, reminded them, wahum ahabbu khalqihi ilayhi, despite the fact that they were the most beloved of his creation. And the Sahaba, after the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, are the most blessed people. This is our belief. And the Sahaba were individuals who are mahfuz. Our aqidah is the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam are ma'soom. They do not commit sin, they can't commit sin. Protected completely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The quality of ismah. And the Sahaba are mahfuz. They are also protected. But there were times, because of a certain reason, one being ta'liman lil ummah, to educate us. How would we know what to do if something went wrong, someone does something wrong, if it wasn't shown to us in practice? So the Sahaba were mahfuz, they were protected. And all of them are radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. So they are being reminded. They are being reminded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sure that they realign themselves with the teachings of the Quran. Despite the fact that they're moving away, or they didn't move away from the Quran, but the condition or the socio-economic condition in Medina Munawwara changed them slightly, in the sense that in Makkah Mukarramah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was greater. The condition was more severe, they were in a more weak position. But in Medina Munawwara, their condition became more prosperous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them, keeping in mind their stature, their status, their position, our belief in regards to them. The Ashara Mubashara, the 10 of the Sahaba who were promised Jannah. And one thing we see in all of the Sahaba is the fact that they had humility and humbleness. If me and you, we were promised Jannah, then we would sit at home thinking, I am promised Jannah, I don't need to do anything. I have the ticket, the pass, the golden ticket. The Sahaba, the 10 that were promised Jannah, They didn't do that. They had humility and humbleness, which then led to them always thinking and questioning. This is why when we hear the famous story of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with being the Khalifa and walking around the streets of Medina, he was promised Jannah. He was from Ashra Mubashara, 10 that had been promised Jannah. Despite this, he is walking the streets of Medina Munawwara, finding out, and when inquired and asked, why? He says that I need to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give an account of my deeds. These are my subjects, I am responsible for them. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how did he have this? How did he have this mentality? Why was this his ethos? That no, Ashara Mubashara, that's one thing, but I need to make sure that I have everything correct in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so when I go there, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't question me for these things. Quran mentions, أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ, they are the group of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, radiyallahu anhu wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ, those that were the preceding individuals who migrated from the Ansar and from the Muhajirun. It's mentioned there, verses mentioning the virtues of the Sahaba. But none of them were complacent. Why? Because of the fact that they had humility, humbleness. They didn't think that they were special despite the fact that they had the seal in the Quran. They had the divine word, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they were special. And we believe and we know. And the Quran is shahid, is a witness to this. That they are special and they will be special and they were always special. So the point is that if this was the situation for the Sahaba, what about me and you? How much does this verse relay a message to us? If it is directed to the Sahaba at that time, me and you, we leave our salah, we consume interest, we give interest, we commit so many sins. Is it not time for us to turn and show humility in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He has revealed? I ask myself this question, that is it not time for me to become more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What sins are there within my life? What am I doing wrong? How am I displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is the thing, that when we read the Quran, the verses of the Quran, then one must ponder over the verses and the meaning of the Quran. The Quran shouldn't be listened to for entertainment. The Quran has to be listened to take the meaning. Yes, the beautification of the Quran is important. The adornment of the Quran is important, because that helps in delivering the message and it gives us an appreciation of the miraculous nature of the Quran. But at the same time, we need to listen to the Quran, study the Quran, understand the Quran, so that we can derive the messages from the Quran and it penetrates our hearts. And in regards to that, if we don't do that, if we're not humble, if we don't submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we don't make an intention to follow the teachings of the Quran, what will happen? وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse reminds us, don't be like those individuals who are the people of the book, who are given the book. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. The time, a lengthy period went by. They didn't return to the message. They distorted the message. They didn't have humility in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't go back to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened? فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became hard. You are humble, you have humility, your heart will remain soft. Guidance will be able to penetrate the heart. You will be able to derive blessing and benefit from the verses of the Quran, from advices that are given. And if your heart becomes hard, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. If the heart becomes hard, someone will be speaking and nothing will be going inside the heart. You will be hearing from one ear and exiting the other ear. You will think, when will this person finish? When is this talk going to finish? When is this recitation of the Quran going to finish? That's a sign that the heart has become hard. That's a worry. Then we need to find out, how do I soften my heart? There is hope. The door of Tawbah is still open until a person dies and the soul comes out of the mouth. There's always hope. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a stark warning in this verse. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ فَقَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That their hearts became hard. Because they were not humble and they didn't turn to the remembrance. They didn't show humility in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they didn't turn to the scriptures that was revealed to their prophets. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that our hearts remain soft. And if they are not soft and they've become hard, then they become soft and we are able to make them soft. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that the messages of the Quran penetrate our heart and that we become good individuals who do good deeds. And we ultimately gain the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of you will be aware, just to mention, many of you will be aware that within our community, mashallah, there is an international Quran competition taking place over the next 2.5 or so days remain. So if we have time, even if it's just for 5-10 minutes, we should go and sit and listen to the Quran. The effort, the hard work, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being recited, the environment that there is there in terms of the words, and people are listening to the words and people are reciting the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be a spiritual benefit. And we don't go with the intention, the correct intention, we don't go with the intention of entertainment or anything of that nature. Our intention is to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to try and make it a means of us changing our life. We may go there, we may hear a verse, we may not understand the meaning, but it will have an effect in our heart that our life becomes better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that happen. So whoever can, if we have the time, you know, many individuals have come from around the world to participate in the competition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it successful. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it, just like it started with ease, complete with ease as well. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. But as I requested, that being mindful of the fact that it's a holiday as well, there's many spaces. If everybody can just stand up. So if you just stand up, please. And then just move forward and fill in all the gaps that are available in front of you. While the adhan will take place.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال تعالى
ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. والمعنى: ألم يحن للمؤمنين أن تلين قلوبهم وتخضع لذكر الله وما نزل من القرآن؟ ثم يحذرهم من مشابهة أهل الكتاب فيقول: ولا يكونوا كاليهود والنصارى الذي أنزل الله عليهم الكتاب من قبل القرآن فطال عليهم الزمان فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم خارجون عن طاعة الله. فهذا توبيخ وعتاب لمن سمع هذا السماع ولم يحدث له في قلبه صلاحا ورقة وخشوعا، وفيه تحذير من طول الأمل، فإنه يتولد منه الكسل عن الطاعة والتسويف بالتوبة والرغبة في الدنيا والنسيان للآخرة والقسوة في القلب، لأن رقته وصفاءه بتذكر الموت والقبر والثواب والعقاب وأهوال القيامة. فإذا كان هذا العتاب قد وجه إلى الصدر الأول من هذه الأمة وهم خير القرون، فما بالنا بمن يأتي بعدهم؟ وما بالنا نحن اليوم؟ وما العتاب الذي ينبغي أن يوجه إلينا وقد ابتدعنا عن منهج الله تعالى وزلت بنا الأقدام وتهنا في بيداء الحياة؟ ألم يأن لتارك الصلاة أن يؤدي فرض الله عليه؟ والله تعالى يقول: قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، خصوصا في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم، اللهم تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين، اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Brothers are requested to make sure that all the gaps are filled in and stand shoulder to shoulder. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات
أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.